Hello everyone, it is Wednesday, November 6th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, Ed was in Edmonton last week. Earlier this year, a pastor was arrested in Toronto. Andre talks about why that story is important. The Prime Minister is also talking about expanding euthanasia, and John has more on that. So let's get right into it. Ed was in Edmonton last week for some lobbying meetings. How did that go, Ed?
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, I'm really excited to give you an update about some lobbying efforts that took place in Edmonton last week. I had the privilege of being there to meet 10 MLAs, to meet some more government officials, and speak to them primarily about family law, but also about education issues, about life issues. And I thought I'd mention three real important things that's really, really cool about this part of the job. Number one, I don't just represent ARPA Canada, I represent you, our supporters, our grassroots, and pass on your perspective about those issues as well. Number two, the MLAs are very receptive. They actually passed on a thank you to you for your easy mails, for your emails, for your phone calls, because they want to hear from you, they need to hear from you, so keep that in mind. And third, of course, it gives me an opportunity to do mission number two of ARPA, which is presenting a biblical perspective to our civil authority. So by God's grace, we've been able to do that. So thank you. Keep up your prayers. Keep up your hard work. Take care. God bless.
Thanks so much, Ed. A very encouraging report there. A pastor was arrested in Toronto earlier this year. We talked about this story on Fall Tour, and Andre joins us to talk about why this story is something that we should be watching.
It's a disturbing case, isn't it, Colin? Earlier this year in June, Pastor David Lynn was arrested on a public street downtown Toronto for preaching the gospel, for preaching John 3:16, for God so loves the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And for preaching that message in a particular neighborhood, the corner of Church and Wellesley Street downtown Toronto, for preaching that message, Pastor David Lynn was arrested when a crowd of protesters, mainly from that community there, the LGBTQ community, when they showed up to shout down Pastor Lynn. And for that disturbance, it was the pastor who was charged, not the crowd. He was charged with criminally causing a disturbance and also criminal charge of causing mischief. So he has a criminal trial set, for a full week in the month of July of next year, 2020. ARPA Canada is working on applying to intervene in this case. We're certainly going to keep you up to date on this case, and we just ask for your prayers. We do not want a precedent set in this country that it's illegal, it's even criminal, to preach the gospel in particular neighborhoods in this country. In fact, the gospel needs to go to every neighborhood in this country. It's good news for everyone. It doesn't matter what your history is. It doesn't matter how you identify. It's good news for everyone, and everyone has a right to hear it. So please keep praying for this case, and we'll keep you up to date. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Andre. John now joins us to talk about the developments on the euthanasia file in Canada and where that's heading in the next couple of months.
Euthanasia is back on the political agenda for Parliament. Our Prime Minister promised that his government will rewrite our euthanasia law. This was said in response to a court ruling earlier this year. A Quebec judge looked at the rule that a person's natural death must be reasonably foreseeable before they may be killed and decided that that rule is unconstitutional. Now, rather than appeal that judgment, our Prime Minister said his government would expand eligibility for euthanasia because society has, quote, evolved on the issue. Now, we expect a bill to be introduced in Parliament in the next few months that will try to remove that requirement, the reasonable foreseeability of death requirement, meaning that people with years or decades yet to live may be killed. But the government may also seek to allow euthanasia for people with mental illness and for minors, people under 18. It may also seek to allow so-called advanced directives, which is when people ask to be euthanized in the future when they've lost mental capacity to give consent. Many people are pushing for these kinds of changes. Parliamentarians will spend lots of time and energy discussing just how much looser the rules for euthanasia should be. Obviously, we want to put the brakes on that. But we also want to draw attention to the fact that we currently have inadequate reporting requirements and oversight of euthanasia deaths, and we lack clear rules to protect patients from being led toward or pressured toward euthanasia, such as doctors who would suggest euthanasia to patients without the patient requesting it. So stay tuned in the coming weeks to hear about how you can help change the conversation on this important issue. Thank you.
Thanks very much, John. Please do keep this issue in your prayers. Also, keep your eye open for action items on this file as it develops. We'll need your help every step of the way. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.